Hey, this is Mike, and today I am showing you the best fog lights for your 2024 and up touring platform. Yes, we're going to talk about these, the install process, two mistakes I made that I'm going to help you not make, and show you what it looks like with riding footage and how these operate. And I'm going to tell you a secret about going to the dealership to get something done that makes them even better. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the channel. I'm Mike, and this is Riding in the Ozarks, where we do installs, we go to rallies, we do bike reviews, and we do Harley-Davidson news. And that's where a lot of you know me from. The launch videos just came out. That was an exciting thing, wasn't it? Let's get back to focus on this video. A lot of people have been waiting on this. It's taken me a little while to make this video because I made two mistakes. This is mistake number one. I had never tried these Oxbeam lights, and I was worried that I might not like them, so I didn't want to cut the factory harness from Harley-Davidson up. So I bought some handlebar extension wirings because I thought the plug for the harness looked the same as these. It's not. So these didn't work. My idea was to be just cut the end off of this and solder it onto the fog lights so I could plug them directly into the Harley-Davidson harness. If I didn't like them, I could unplug them, get different lights, do it again, and not cut up the Harley-Davidson harness. That did not work. So I ended up cutting up the Harley-Davidson harness, and we'll talk about some stuff that'll make that a little easier for you in a second. Here is mistake number two. Cheap mounts. I bought like $10 mounts. They don't fit the bar very well. There was a gap in there. I didn't like them. I found some different mounts I put on after I tried these that work much better. Link in the description down below to the lights, to the mounts, and to the stuff I use for soldering. Now let's get into the steps. First, you're going to need to locate the plug underneath the bike where these plug in with the factory harness. So the instructions show the bottom of the radiator here. That's what this big piece is here. A pump. And some wiring harnesses, and this wiring harness is numbered one here is the one we're looking for. So there's a wiring plug right here, and there's a wiring plug right here that looks like it has nothing into it. I'm going to assume that's where we want to go. So this little tab right here slides out, and I think that's going to release the cap. And this plug has that same little button that slides in, slides out right there. There, we got the plug out where I can see it now. Might have to put a screwdriver behind it. So that's out. There we go. So it's hard to see, but I pried in on one side of that. I think this is designed to squish together to release. And pushing that in keeps it from squishing together. That's how it locks. New wiring harness will go in here. Pushed in to lock. Won't come loose. Push that pin back in. Next, you're going to need to mock the lights up on the bar so you'll know exactly how you're going to route the cables and how much cable you need, because you're going to snip off a whole bunch of these. Wire these into the factory harness, and you're going to be able to control the fog lights from the handlebars. Here's how the light looks from the front. Which I'm okay with, but I pretty much have to mount them that way because I have to have them where they swing in and out this way so that I can point them. And height, I'm not going to be able to like point up or down much. I mean, I can rotate it on the bar to make it up or down with this clamp. But if I put it the other way, the light this way, it's going to point in at the bike, not straight ahead, because this bar is not perpendicular to the body. It comes forward on the bike. Now, when I mocked this up, I used electrical tape to tape the wires and hold them in place, ran it down to where the factory harness was at, and then I clipped the wires off. Then I took it all out and we went to the workbench. So the fog lights came with a great big wiring harness that you run back to your battery. Has a switch in this thing and a, you know, it looks like a relay. I shouldn't need any of that with the factory harness from what I understand. So really what I'm going to do is just take these two plugs here that plug into it, and I'm going to solder them into the Harley-Davidson connector. I'm just going to see how much wire I need. So that's why we're mocking all this up. Now when you get to the workbench, you're going to have to solder. And if you've got solder and a soldering iron and you're good at that, then great. Make sure you use heat shrink tube and all that stuff to keep it sealed up. But I found something a few months ago that I like better than using a soldering iron and solder anymore. And that's this stuff. So this is a high heat little gun with a hook on it designed to keep the heat shielded back, and it goes over these special butt connectors. Now these things have solder in the middle of them. So you basically push your wires in to where they're touching that solder, and then you heat this up. It'll melt the solder and make a good connection to the wires, and then it shrinks down like shrink tubing. So it's shrink tubing, butt connector, and solder all built into one. And you don't have to wait on the heat to run. You don't have solder running all over the place. These things are amazing, and they're affordable. I just got my father-in-law some for Christmas. We'll see how he likes them. These are in different sizes for different gauges of wire. Linked all this stuff in the description down below for anybody that needs it. Now, I did use heat shrink tube as well. So I put some of that up the wire before I made the soldering connection, got this all sealed up, and then I pulled the heat shrink tube down and heated it all up and shrunk it down over the top of this connection. I've been known to ride a few hundred miles in the rain to get where I'm going, so I wanted this stuff sealed up really well to keep water from getting in there and corroding these connections. Now, once you've got it soldered up, you're simply going to mount the lights back on the crash bar, run your wiring down there, zip tie it to the tube this time instead of electrical tape. That was just for mocking it up. The zip ties will hold it in place, don't worry. Nobody's even noticed that I've got wiring zip tied to my crash bar since I did this. Everybody's too excited about the lights and want to know about them to worry about the wire. Route it down underneath the engine, get it in there, plug it in the factory wiring harness into the plug from Harley-Davidson. Make sure you zip tie this stuff up. Find a place to tie it up in the bottom so it's not hanging down. You don't want it to get ripped out by some road debris and snag it and tear up all kinds of stuff. Not been a problem, but just saying, make sure you tuck it all up in there nice and neat. And then we're going to get into the part here in the video where I start the bike and you get to see them. All right, guys. Now, after you install the fog lights, you have to enable them. They tell you not to enable any of these accessories till after they are installed, or it can throw like an error code. So we go over to settings, down to system, I believe it is, yep. Bike function setup. You have this big disclaimer about turning on the bike, opening this menu, changing it to installed, go to the bike function menu and turn it on. Okay, so they should be enabled now. We'll back out. Now, from what I understand, you can press and hold this button. It brings up this menu. Then you press this center button, and that turns fog lights on. Let's see what we got up here. I got fog lights down low. All right, now we've showed you how it works from the hand controls. That's great. Let's go for a ride. And while I'm showing you some riding footage here, we're going to talk about why these fog lights were so important to me. Since I got this bike just a little over a year ago, the first time I really rode at night with it on curvy roads was in Arkansas, northwest Arkansas, going to Spring Fling. And literally, I was seeing my own shadow on the road in front of me because my wife's bike behind me's headlight was so much brighter than mine. It was overshadowing me so much that I was literally riding into my own shadow. Definitely not what I was used to. My 2016 has an aftermarket headlight in it, much, much brighter. So what'd I do? Well, I got a brighter headlight, but I didn't want to go to that Shark Demon style at the time. So I found one on Amazon, and it is better. I won't say it's drastically better, but it is better than the factory light. I put that in, but I still felt like it was not good enough. I turned around and I got these fog lights last summer and got these installed. And here in the Ozarks, we have a lot of curvy roads, a lot of elevation changes, and we have a lot of wildlife. People hit deers. In fact, I just saw a post this morning where a friend of mine in Springfield area smoked a deer with his Fast Johnny Street Glide. He didn't go down, but it crunched up the front fender. Having good visibility is really important. If you live in an area with a lot of wildlife, you ride at night, you have to go through those conditions, you have curvy roads, lots of elevation. You want people to see you as much as you want to see everything else on the road. And having good lights helps that happen. They might not like you, and they may feel your light is too bright, but there's no doubt that they'll know you're there. I would rather be not liked than be ran over. So let's talk about the secret tip. One of the things I discovered, and I'm about to show you, is that you cannot operate these while the headlight is in high beam mode. In this next clip, you're going to see me test all the different modes for the light, low beam versus spotlight versus high beam. In the factory configuration, you cannot run the fog lights while the high beam is on. The system is designed to not allow that. If you wired this up direct, I'm sure you could do whatever you want. But if you're using the factory harness, that's part of the factory configuration in the infotainment center. Let's take a look at that and how that works from the factory, and then I'm going to show you how we can fix it. Okay, that's low beam. That's high beam. That's fog lights on. Fog lights off. Fog lights. High beam. All right, so there is how it works from the factory. No spotlight while you're on high beam. You have to choose one or the other. So you can take it to a dealership and they can flash the system. They can change it where you can have fog lights and high beam at the same time, or fog lights and low beam, or any combination you want now. You're no longer automatically turning your high beams off when you turn your fog lights on. I don't know what your dealership's going to charge you. I'm sure it depends upon your relationship with the dealership, but I would say it's probably going to be a half hour to an hour's worth of shop time at most, if they charge you for it at all. If you bought a lot of bikes from them, you're a great customer, they might do it for free even. You just never can tell. So now I can run these lights in any configuration I want. Traffic hates me, but if I'm on a curvy road, I have these on. What I tend to do is if I'm on a curvy road where I think I'm going to take them off and on due to traffic that's oncoming, is I leave that up on the dash where it's in that mode where I can just press the button to turn them off, press the button to turn them on. It's one thing to consider while you're riding. If you don't want to be spotlighting oncoming traffic, you're going to probably want to leave that control up on the handlebars so it doesn't take you 2 or 3 seconds to get into it and then turn them off. All right, guys, I'm super happy with these. Again, they were a little over $100. By the time you buy the wiring harness, everything else, you're still $200. And at the most, I think these lights work great. I'm really happy with them for what I paid for them. If there's any problems with them, I will come back and put a comment pinned down below. But right now, I'm super happy with them. And if they were to quit after 2 years, I'd just buy another set. Because, to be honest, I think they're great. All right, I hope you like this video. I hope this helps you guys that have been wanting this video. Y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.